Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Maurice Deepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about living in a world where people don't always agree with us, where people have different views, and sometimes those views can be openly and quite antagonistic. Sure, it would be a really simple world if there were only us and only people who believed the same thing as us, who shared our worldview, who saw both ourselves and the world in the same way. But unfortunately, that's not our reality, and we actually swim in a sea of difference. We encounter people day in and day out who don't share our beliefs, and that can actually make the world a really, really amazing place too. But it can also, you know, increase the chance that we may actually encounter some antagonism. On a simple, small level, in all of our lives, there's always going to be interpersonal encounters we have in family, in work, or in the groups that we associate with, where we encounter someone that doesn't think the way we do, doesn't agree, or that we've had past experience with that hasn't been nice. I'm deliberately trying not to use the word enemies here, and I'll talk a bit later about why that is. But my first mind game this week is to ask yourself, what can I learn from someone who doesn't agree with me? And to consider, what can I learn about them and their worldview and how that's structured? And what can I learn about myself? I think it's really important to try and find our points of rigidity, those points where we really get stuck on a belief system or something that separates yourself and the other person, and to maybe try and massage them a little bit. I mean, see this as an opportunity to actually grow and develop personally by learning something about someone else and yourself in the process. My first tip for this week is to know your own buttons. It's true that people push buttons, but it's also true that we have a lot of power to control just what buttons we display and how much we allow people in our world to push our buttons. And what I say to people is sometimes if we feel that there are people pushing our buttons, maybe that's just because our buttons are really, really big and they're on display. They may not actually be able to be missed. My question for you to consider would be, what can I actually do to protect or conceal my buttons so that they're not as easily pressed and that people aren't able to kind of get a response out of me in the same way? And I want to come back and talk about that idea of an enemy. Whenever we use a word like enemy, we instantly create an us and them or a me and them divide. If this happens in our internal language, if we put people into the enemy basket, we instantly create antagonism, we create difference, we create then defensiveness and offensiveness, and we create the conditions where we are going to be at war. So I've got a consideration for you this week with Mind Games I'd like to leave you with. If I believe you are my enemy, I might just be making myself your enemy. Think about that this week with Mind Games.